All right, cryptocurrency, you're a big investor, Charles, I'm sure.
No,
right?
I'm not. No. I mean, yeah.
Well, if you don't play, you can't lose. That's my motto.
Well, I mean, this is one of those things that's sort of in the background, and I don't think people really have a feel for how dangerous this could be. You know, crypto is, of course, a big darling of the tech bros, sure. And also some specific companies and, you know, magnates who gave a lot of money to Trump to, you know, right. to his campaign, and now directly, and, indirectly through world media and some of his other, you know, things, he's getting money from them.
And Trump's got his World Liberty Fund.
World Liberty, yeah. World Liberty, right. That's in bed with a bunch of them. Well, and so what's been going on is that, number one, they are essentially eviscerating any regulatory you know, framework for crypto.
Right.
They got rid of the DOJ's crypto division.
Right.
They, you know, got rid of the FTC or you know, or being involved, or the SEC being involved in regulating them, which is what the Biden administration was trying to do. They pardoned a bunch of people who were convicted of mm-hmm. things like money laundering through their crypto entities. And then, of course, Trump wants to create the biggest crypto reserve, you know, to be a storehouse of wealth for the United States. The problem is that 99% of the people, including probably Trump himself, doesn't totally understand crypto anyway. I don't. I mean, you know, the blockchain, that whole thing. But what we do know is when, you know, Elon Musk is so glib to say Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, crypto is the ultimate Ponzi scheme,
yeah.
right? Because crypto has no value other than the belief it will continue to have value.
But that in itself could sustain it. And I mean, there's talk right now about it replacing the dollar as the global currency.
That will never happen.
Well, there's talk about it.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Among the people out in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to use crypto as a reserve currency when every day its value can vary by 10 or 15%?
It's not very stable.
No, it isn't very stable. Yeah.
But neither is the U.S. dollar right now.
No, the U.S. dollar goes down in increments of 1, 2, and 3% perhaps.
Right.
And this is what's going on to the U.S. dollar now is a plan to make it devalued.
Sure.
Okay? Yeah. That's part of the plan to get rid of trade deficits. But crypto goes up and down. See, because, okay, the stock market crashed. Did crypto go up as a great safe haven? No, crypto went right down with it,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it's the last sucker in kind of thing, right? You just want to be able to get out before you don't want to be the last one holding it.
So with Trump's business, the World Liberty Financial, well, he says it's just his kids are doing it. He's not having anything to do with it. We know otherwise. But I mean, they've already raised, what, $500
million?
Do you
truly think that Don Jr. and Eric can run a business?
No, but they've got somebody helping them do it.
Of course.
Sure. Yeah. And but they've already raised, what, $500 million in just the first few months? You know, and that, you know, and the Trump family controls most of that entity.
Right.
And so what's going to happen? I mean, if it is indeed a Ponzi scheme, at some point the scheme collapses. Somebody loses, but presumably the people on the inside, Eric and Don Jr., are going to make out like bandits.
Well, right. No, I mean, crypto is the classic example of, you know, you want to be the penultimate investor. You want to be the second to last one out.
So I want to take issue with that. You said that you don't think that there's a plan to have crypto replace the dollar. Well, I'm going to agree with Larry Fink.
There are people who talk about it,
right.
But there's no plan to have the crypto replace the dollar. The other thing is, this is what I've never totally understood about crypto. Crypto is always valued in something else, of some other currency, so it has some meaning.
Well, so is the dollar. The dollar is based on gold.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But gold is an actual,
gold
is an actual physical entity of finite proportions. That's the whole point of crypto, which is you only have so many units essentially out there.
What did previous types of money, what were they based on? I don't even know. I think if Larry Fink, who again I'm not a fan of, he's the head of BlackRock, and if he's saying that, you know, because of America's fiscal situation getting out of control, I mean, what, $36 trillion in debt? You know, $1 trillion a year in just debt payments? You know, I mean, if he says that eventually, you know, there's the potential for crypto to take over the dollar as the world's reserve currency. I'm gonna pay attention to that.
This is part of the utopian tech bros' ideas, right? They want to set up their own places of sovereignty in which they can do crypto. Crypto as a reserve currency for the entire world will never work, okay? The other thing is, how are we supposed to be buying crypto? If we're in debt $36 trillion, what are we buying crypto with?
Chinese money.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the whole right, thing. This is, it's the same thing they're trying to do, and we'll get to it in the tariff portion. The same thing they're trying to do with making the American debt go away by offering crappy 100-year bonds that are, you know, to our, quote, allies who will, you know, I don't know how we're going to force them to take them, you know. But this is, yeah, these are all great ideas that are just, you know, kind of pushing the debt around to make it look like we don't have it.